We're coming up on 7 p.m. I can share the big final word. This is the final chance to enter the contest. You can text to win. There's been one per day, and there'll be one final grand prize winner. The last giveaway time is going to be right here at this 7 to 8 o'clock hour.
Ooh, what's the giveaway? What's the giveaway? I'll bite. Is it those tickets?
First, let me tell you the contest sponsors. They're State Farm Insurance, the Chris Stanton Agency, Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coasters, and Backroad Baraboo Motors. So it's our Go for the Green and Gold multi-state text-to-win contest brought to you by Backroad. Daily chance to win a prize of gold jewelry and $200 cash, plus every entry puts you into a grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game in November. And this hour's keyword is final, F-I-N-A-L. Text in final to the free Civic Media app before 8 p.m. So again, this hour's keyword is final, F-I-N-A-L. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Look for Max the Mouse and tap on 99.7 Max FM and use the text button to send the keyword final for your chance to win in this multi-state contest brought to you by State Farm Insurance, the Chris Stanton Agency. So find 99.7 Max FM on the Civic Media app. Use that text button. Send the keyword right now. You have until the end of the hour. Good luck.
And now it's time for Thunderbird football. And
I think it's time for Thunderbird football. And little birdie said that.
As you heard Father Maurer say, we're ready to get it kicked off. Thunderbirds are ready to receive. They're on our right, moving to our left as we face Flambeau Field. That kickoff is fielded at about the 15. He's got a crease. He's to the 35, the 40, 45, nearly to midfield. That's Drake Niles with a stirring kickoff return to open this homecoming contest.
That is a way to start homecoming, a 30-yard return to midfield. And now gets down to Peyton Poker, Ethan Hooselman time. And the T-Birds strike early and set these undefeated and state-ranked Holman. What is Holman? What are they?
They're the Vikings.
Oh, yeah, the Vikings. A Holman. I don't like the Vikings. That's why I forgot their nickname.
You try to forget.
Thunderbirds. Put them on their heels.
They're in their Navy helmets and jerseys with gold pants. They are just shy of midfield. Peyton Poker takes the snap. Hands to Ethan Hooselman. He's trying to weave through traffic. He's across midfield for a pickup of a couple of yards on first down. Our visitors, the Vikings of Holman, they're wearing black helmets and pants, white jerseys with black numerals.
Second down and seven.
And on that play, we've got a substitution for the T-Birds. Logan Sweeney comes in, replacing Gabriel Arnold. Second and about seven for the Thunderbirds. Peyton Poker, the quarterback, is under center. He's got one back behind him. Here comes Niles in motion. This is a pitch to Hooselman. Looking to move off left tackle, but he is dropped in the backfield. That's going to send him back near the original line of scrimmage. It'll be third and long for Baraboo.
The last time we saw the Thunderbirds, two weeks ago, the last home game, the inside run game was stuffed. And they had to, in order to pick up yardage, they were running Hooselman outside the tackles. They tried it there, and unfortunately Holman's ends collided quickly on Hooselman.
And he's more of a between-the-tackles hammer.
He is, exactly.
Two backs behind Poker this time on third and 11. He fakes a handoff, rolls right, throws right into the flat. That's a short reception to number five, Logan Sweeney. He picked up a yard or two, but that's not going to be enough for the first down. However, the Thunderbirds are into Holman territory.
It would not shock me. You're going to be shocked by this. It would not shock me whatever Baraboo decides to do, but they are going to send out the punt team.
Yep, Johnny Moon has checked in, so he is going to. They're going to punt this away and play a little field position early in the game.
I think that's the right thing on fourth and eight. Unfortunately, that's the right thing to do at the opponent's 49-yard line.
Moon comes in averaging just shy of 32 yards per punt. Snap is clean. The kick is a nice-looking spiral toward the far sideline. Bounces near the 20, bounces out of bounds at the 20. So that's going to be a four-play drive for the T-Birds to open the game. Here comes Holman, their first crack. They're going to get the ball at their own 20.
And this is what we talked about in the pregame show, is Baraboo's defense cannot give up a quick strike. You've got to show that you can compete, that you can keep this game close. because the quick strike by the opponents this year has been devastating early on in a lot of these games.
First and 10, Vikings. They got one receiver split wide to the right. They've got a couple of backs. Make it three backs now in the formation and one receiver split wide to the left. At the controls for the Vikings is Colin Williams.
Switching up the play. They kind of got a cue here for them, the T-Bird movement.
Got an audible going. There's a pitch. Looking to work around the right side. He's dropped in the backfield. Drake Niles. Big play. Tackle for loss behind the 20 on first down.
My goodness. That's a loss of 5 yards. Drake Niles, for only 2 minutes into this game, has made two big plays on a kickoff return.
Coming in hot.
And then just one-on-one took down as the defensive end. Niles was playing the defensive end on the west side of the football field. Not only did he hold containment, he made a phenomenal one-on-one tackle.
So it's second and 15 coming up here for the Vikings.
We've talked about containment this year, Ben, with the ends. That was perfect execution.
Inside handoff this time. Working between the tackles for a short gain. That's number four.
Number five's getting off the turf for the T-Birds. Also, who is that? Number 65 also for the T-Birds in on the tackle. That's John Rogers.
So a pickup of about four. And I thought it was number four. Maybe it's number one. Let me take a look at that one again.
And referees have stopped play. We'll see what this is all about. They called their own timeout. I don't know if they're looking at the clock. We don't know.
As it stands, we're looking at about a third and 11 coming up for the Vikings.
It's a meeting of the minds, and they can't find the minds, Ben. That's what I'm going to go with. So,
well, this little delay will give us a chance to take another look at that previous play. So we talked about Colin Williams. He's the quarterback. He's been 17 of 30 on the year for 353 yards, four touchdowns, two interceptions. We'll see if we get a first look at the Holman passing game on third and 11.
Huge play right away, third and 11. This can set a tone for your defense.
Nobody out left. They got a couple of receivers in tight to the formation.
Now they got
a man in
trips.
Motion.
They got almost, it's almost
some pre,
like a,
yeah, yep. Some pre-snap realignment coming from the Vikings, keeping the T-Birds on their toes. And looking to run. Option look, and that's not going anywhere. Oh, but he spins out of a tackle. Breaks another tackle. Oh, my. He's going to have a big play. This could be a touchdown. What should have been a tackle for loss is going to go the distance. This is going to be a 78-yard touchdown for Colin Williams. Unbelievable.
They had him tackled for a 2-yard loss in the backfield. He did a golden type spin.
And right, except that it worked.
Except it worked. Golden got crushed by the Cowboys when he tried that spin.
Well, he was dead to rights in the backfield and then bounced off another tackler near the line of scrimmage. And next thing you know, he's heading down the far sideline, the left sideline, the distance, 78 yards for a touchdown for quarterback Colin Williams.
And, Ben, that is the big play that you could not give up.
And that could have been a three and out so easily right there to open things up.
No question.
And get the ball back.
We may look
back
and say, you know, Baraboo really had a chance, and then that happened. We'll see.
And the extra point is a boomer right through the uprights.
The kick is good.
And it's 7-0 Holman. Well, like you said, Brandon, this is not what we were looking for as far as the start for the T-Birds.
Exactly what we were fearful of, exactly what we warned of. The T-Birds literally were just a second away.
You know, we'll discuss after this on 99.7 Max FM.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer. Availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
And we're back at Flambeau Field. The Thunderbirds have received the kickoff after allowing a 78-yard quarterback scamper. They trail 7-0. The offense will take over. Thanks to the kickoff going out of bounds, the T-Birds will have promising field position at the 35.
For the Thunderbirds!
9 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Ben Bromley and Brandon Wagner, happy to be with you on 99.7 Max FM, as well as on the NFHS Network and the Civic Media mobile app. Brandon, I don't know if we are allowed to text in to win that green and gold prize.
You know, after the last two weeks, I'm not sure I want to go to a Packer
game. Oh, right, hey-o. Poker firing down the right sideline and just over the head of Rashad Hodges, his intended target on the far sideline. Poker was under pressure.
Hodges was not open. It was great one-on-one coverage by the defender. Poker, I think he kind of realized it, threw it well out of bounds. It wasn't even close. That was the design play as they were
kind of get rid of it.
Correct, exactly. As we know this year, the T-Birds never go out of the shotgun. And so a lot of times Poker is under immense pressure quickly from the defensive line. And so that was a two-step drop after the snap, and he threw it deep.
Second and 10 for the T-Birds. Inside handoff, short game between the tackles. Well, still working.
He's working hard.
Working hard
all year. You got to give him credit. He is, and you know what? The beautiful thing is he's a junior, so we get him one more year. He really does show senior leadership out there.
And you mentioned him being a workhorse. He has carried the ball 127 times this season for 561 yards and six touchdowns.
Didn't he carry it 50 times?
It was like 45 in one of those games.
Game, and oh gosh, where was that? Man, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, that was one of the road games earlier
in
the season.
Yeah. It was.
T-Birds have one receiver split wide to the left, and looks like we're going to have a touchdown, a timeout for the Thunderbirds. So this timeout on the field is going to give us a chance to run down some of the other activity in Thunderbird athletics. The boys and girls cross country teams, they had an invitational at Green Lake today. Girls tennis has subsectionals Tuesday at Sun Prairie. The volleyball team, they'll be at Oregon on Tuesday. Boys soccer hosts Watertown on Tuesday. The swimming team will host a triple duel on Tuesday. JV football will be at Holman on Monday. And the freshman team, that's the JV2 squad, they'll be at Logan on Thursday. And of course, Logan is the Varsity Thunderbirds' next opponent right here. Oh, you can join us a week from tonight. Back-to-back home games coming up for the T-Birds.
I was going to say, you mentioned the boys' soccer team. I went to the game last night. It was youth night. I have two daughters in soccer.
I could hear the roars from my patio.
They played Sauk. They only lost 1-0. Sauk's highly ranked. Bear played very well. It was very good soccer, whatever that means.
Third and 7 coming up for the T-Birds. Poker fakes a handoff. Throws left. He's got a man open. He is crushed and loses the ball in the aftermath. I don't know if they whistled this dead or not. That would have been close to first down yardage, and I think they're going to give him the reception here.
I think they should, because the ball didn't come out until he hit the ground, so the ground caused the fumble. He held on to it, and that's Parker Wagner, who took a vicious but clean hit to the chest.
He is down at about the 45-yard line near the first down marker.
That is what you call a decleater. And again, it was clean, but he had to make a catch, a slant out on the run. And by the time he got his head turned around, he never saw the safety come in and just level him.
And so the officials have moved the chains. That's going to be good for first down yardage. But, of course, our first concern is the health of the young man on the field. And some of the responders are tending to him on the field. For those of our radio audience who can't see.
He did an amazing job of holding on to the ball. The hit itself did not lodge the ball.
And that was number 5. Number 5 for the Vikings. Ja'Kai Ayed.
It was a clean hit. Just a phenomenal defensive football play. But we are awaiting Parker Wagner's condition as he's still down on the field. At the minimum, got the wind absolutely knocked out of him. So
we'll remind you of the sponsors who make our Baraboo Sports broadcasts possible for you here on 99.7 Max FM. These include Baraboo State Bank, banking better together, Don Larson, Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC, and Don Larson Ford, your trusted local dealer, State Farm, the Chris Stanton Agency, she's your agent for home, auto, renters, and life insurance, P Pizza Ranch of Baraboo. Mike Y. of the Weichert Realtors Great Day Group. He'll help you in simplifying buying or selling your home. And our gold sponsor, Baraboo Fresh Market, creating the kind of shopping experience you deserve.
And Parker Wagner gets up and he gives an enthusiastic first down as he walks off the field. Well done by the young man.
Well, that's a promising sign indeed.
I think that's a 10-yard catch, Ben. We're going to write that down as around 10
I think it was
yards.
Seven. It was third and seven. Yeah, and he got just what they needed.
Okay, all right.
So first and 10 for the T-Birds. They're at their own 47. They've got one receiver right, one left. Poker that inside hand off to Huseman. Again, working between the tackles, and it's tough sledding. He got about a yard.
Yeah, got a yard or two. And, again, this is what, if you watch tape on Baraboo, their number one play, their number Ethan one Huseman player is game. Ethan Huseman on offense, and that is a dive left, a dive right. And if you can plug up that play and force him outside, that is what the defensive line is trying to do.
Second and eight coming up. Again, one receiver to the right, one to the left. Huseman is the lone back behind Poker, who's under center. Parker pitches to Huseman, looking to work off right tackle. Working through traffic. And another short gain, again, about a yard, still shy of the midfield stripe. It'll bring up third and about seven.
From what I'm seeing tonight, Ben, we're going to have to do a little more passing than what we've done all year. So we better get a little comfortable with that. I mean, you're not ranked in the top five in the state by giving up 5 or 6 yards at a crack on running. They just don't do that. Holman doesn't do it.
Third and seven for the T-Birds. They're trying to get across midfield and into Vikings territory here on their second drive of the game, trailing by a touchdown.
Here
Poker
comes
rolls left.
Oh.
Screen pass is out of the reach of Logan Sweeney.
And that was a great play because Holman was blitzing, and Logan Sweeney was wide open. And by the time he caught it, he would have been really close to the first down.
So it's going to be three and out again, we assume, for the T-Birds. Johnny Moon is back out to punt.
I mean, you can't, on a fourth and seven, you just can't.
Yeah.
Go for it and give the ball back at midfield yet. You
That's
know?
Tough. In a similar position after the first possession, Ferry, Moon had a punt of about 30 yards to the 20. Vikings.
He's going to pin this down around the 10, Ben. I can feel it. This is karma coming here.
Fourth and about seven for the T-Birds. Twin safeties back deep for the Vikings. Johnny Moon awaits the snap. It's a clean snap. The boot, end over end, but low. Fielded just shy of the 20, cutting upfield, in between the hashes to the 30, 35, and nearly to the 40 for the Vikings. That's number seven on the kick return.
Jack Barth,
number 43, Cameron Crawford, and Drake Niles combine on the tackle at the 40.
So the Vikings will get their second opportunity. In case you just joined us on their first set of downs, it looked like the T-Birds might have had the Vikings stopped, but a slippery quarterback, Colin Williams, escaped for a 78-yard touchdown run, and that's why our score stands at Holman 7, Baraboo 0.
I'd rather you not bring it back up.
Okay, right.
Kind of broke my heart.
We shall never speak of it again.
ten more times tonight.
First and 10 for the Vikings at about the 39. One receiver split wide to the left. One man in motion. It's going to be an inside handoff.
Oh.
And breaking a tackle and breaking free. Down the right sideline, 40, 30. He skips over a tackle, could go the distance, 10, 5. He skips over another tackle. That's Johnny Moon at the goal line. That's a touchdown run. Nifty bit of running for the Holman Vikings for their second touchdown. Elijah Kane. That's his 12th touchdown of the year. He came in with 70 carries for 561 yards, and he just tacked on another 60 with that touchdown run. 61-yard TD run for Kane.
I don't know how you prevent. I mean, I will say this. What's different about these two touchdowns than what we've seen earlier in the year is earlier in the year, they weren't even touched. They ran through gaping holes that were.
The extra point is up and good. And our score is Holman 14. Baraboo 0. We'll bring you the kickoff after this on 99.7 Max FM.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Y with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications. Connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment. Most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
And we're ready for the kickoff. The Vikings have just taken a 14-0 lead using the big play on the ground. There's no accident why these Holman Vikings are high in the state rankings in Division II. They've shown some explosive offensive ability.
Again, it's not, I mean, yeah, they made a great play and broke a tackle, but we messed up. You know, we could have easily had these people down.
Degnar's high, end-over-end kick is fielded, but now breaking free to the 40. That's Ethan Huseman to the 50, 40, 30.
He could go.
Can he get around the corner?
20, ah!
10, 5, touchdown. That's a thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds into the north end zone. Ethan Huseman with an 80-yard kickoff return for a touchdown.
Man.
And the press box is rocking at Flambeau Field.
When your back is against the wall, you need a spark. He has been the man all season, and he just gave his team a gift with an 80-yard kickoff return.
And we're going to look at the replay here and see exactly where he fielded this one. Yeah, it was at least 80. Let's see. Where does he grab this ball? Oh, he can't settle off the...
Basically the 10.
It's closer to the 10. It's about 90.
Closer to the 10. Yeah. You could easily say it was about an 85, 87-yard return.
Johnny Moon on for the extra point. Snap is away. It's down. The kick is up.
The kick is good!
And it is good. So we'll bring you back yet another kickoff in just 30 seconds here on 99.7 Max FM.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
Welcome back to Flambeau Field at Beryl Newman Stadium, where a shootout has broken out. The Holman Vikings leading the Baraboo Thunderbirds 14-7. The Vikings have scored on a couple of long run plays, but the Thunderbirds have just struck back with a 90-yard kickoff return.
We got a big crowd tonight that went wild. It was great. Everybody on their feet. That's the spark you need. Now, if I was the coach, I would personally challenge the defense here to man up and not allow these missed tackles, because they're just missed tackles.
On both touchdowns, they've had opportunities at the line.
And this is what I was going to say before we went to commercial break. Earlier in the year when we gave up the big play, we didn't have a chance. They ran through a 10-yard hole. Here, they're not running through holes. They're just overrunning us. They're breaking a tackle. So just get around him, tackle him low, get him at the knees, and bring him down.
Johnny Moon ready to kick it away. The Thunderbirds kick to our left as we face Flambeau Field. Twin safeties back deep, standing on their 5-yard line for the Vikings. Moon approaches. He was about to swing his leg, but now we got a whistle. Pre-snap, or a pre-kick whistle, I should say.
We don't know. Referees are going to take a... Are we...
TV isn't back yet.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. TV wasn't back yet.
I don't think it's a...
No, we're not sure exactly what
TV
was going
issue,
on.
Although we are happy to be on
that's
NFHS.
That's the second time the referees have stopped the game without an explanation. So we're not sure. No penalties, no issue.
All right, Johnny Moon will take another crack at it. Ball is teed up at the 40. Moon approaches. Swings the right leg. This is an end-over-end kick. It's going to be fielded near about the 10. Cutting it back. Once again, that's number 4 for the Vikings, Faherty, and he's broken free. He's down the left sideline. He's got some blockers, cruising to the 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, and touchdown. And holy cow, what is happening at Flambeau Field? Back-to-back kickoff returns for touchdowns. Throw in the extra points. We've had, what, 5 consecutive scoring plays?
The think we're on pace John for Ferry. A 4 hour, 28 minute yard. Game. So I'm going to need some more water bottles up here.
Faraday with a 90 yard TD return. So back to back kickoff returns of in the neighborhood of 90 yards. And it's 20-7 Holman as we await the extra point. As soon as the T-Birds get a little momentum with a kickoff return for a score, the Vikings return the favor.
Devastating, Ben. There's nothing you can say except devastating. You get the wind behind your sails. You have one of the best plays all season from the T-Birds, and it is instantly given back.
On the kick, that's Lucas Degner. He's 2 for 2 so far with the points after touchdown. This one is up and away.
He's got
and
a
it's
leg.
Good. Degner is good. He's 3 for 3, I mean, and our score is 21-7 Holman.
He's kicking 45-yard extra points. I mean, that's impressive.
Well, this little break in the action gives us a chance to remind you it's contest time. Max FM's Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Contest, the Text to Win Contest on 99.7 Max FM, brought to you by the Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Our final keyword is final, F-I-N-A-L. Download the Civic Media app, find your 99.7 Max FM, and use the text button at the bottom of your screen to send the keyword, final, for your chance to win in this multi-state text to win contest. And as we discuss, the big prize, club level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game in November. We're ready to kick things off here to the T-Birds. They're looking for a little more magic. They're trailing 21-7. We've had a streak of big scoring plays.
Yeah, it's entertaining, it's exciting, but boy, I tell you what, when you're on the receiving end of most of those, it hurts.
I can hear the lineman in your voice.
Yeah.
Missed tackles leading to big plays.
Totally. Absolutely. And it was on those two running touchdowns. It was linemen that missed the tackles and had them temporarily. It's not like.
Shorter kickoff, bounces at about the 20. Fielded but muffed inside the 10. Huselman, can he get away? No, he's going to be dropped inside the 10. T-Birds will be backed up on this possession.
Big hit by John Faraday of the Holman Vikings to. We will start way back at our 7 yard line.
He of the long kickoff return. He's made back to back big special teams plays.
Yes, he has. Ooh, we're sweating in this press box. You know,
it's
80 outside, and it's always 20 degrees warmer. I bet if we had a thermometer in here, I bet it would be close to 100 in this press box.
And it's been hot on the field as well. Score after score, T-Birds would like a big play of their own, trailing 21-7. Poker's under center. Oh boy, botched handoff. Yeah. It's on the ground. Looks like the T-Birds jumped on it, but it's going to cost them a yard.
That was he ran into him. And,
there was some commotion there in the backfield.
There was some commotion. And they are just lucky as can be they recovered that because now we're back at our own.
Look like the five. Yeah.
2 yard loss on the play brings up second and 12.
So it'll be a second and 12 for the T-Birds. They are on their third full offensive possession of the game. Like you mentioned, this. With all the scoring, this game is kind of plodding along. We got 5 minutes in the quarter left. Poker with another handoff and met right at the line of scrimmage. Is Huselman.
The up the gut, as we're going to refer to it, play is not going to be there. Not with the second or fifth ranked team in the state, depending on which poll you're looking at. They have some. You know, we haven't talked about, I always like to talk about the Hogs on the line. We haven't talked about some of their weight and height statistics here yet, but we'll get into that for Holman. There is a gentleman on this that weighs in around 300.
Third and 12 coming up for the T-Birds. They're deep in their own territory. You'd love to move the sticks here.
Going to have to pass, Ben.
Poker's under center. Nope, they're going to pitch it.
Well, you're going to have to.
Looking
if you
to go off
even
right
get
in,
it.
And he's dropped for a couple yard
I'll
loss.
I'll tell you what, Ben. That ball, he's almost a safety candidate, and he fumbled.
Oh, and it looks like Holman's going to come away with a turnover inside the 2 yard line. Somehow that ball scooted away and was recovered by the Vikings. We couldn't quite see that from up here.
Well, that's because he was tackled by
four people.
Yeah, what would you call that? He was
a horde.
He was plundered by a horde of Vikings.
Indeed.
And we couldn't see the ball squirt out. I did see the referee throw the little. I call it the little fumble packet.
Yeah, the packet. It's going to be first and goal at the one, I believe, for the Vikings. Doesn't get any easier than this. Already leading 21-7. Holman is in the catbird seat here. First and goal at the 1 yard line. Looking to score their fourth touchdown of the first quarter.
We got a
pre-snap flag.
That's got to be on the offense.
Yay, there you go. Delay of game on the Vikings. That'll push them back 5 yards. Make it not quite so easy.
We will take anything we can get right now. I will
hey, 40 more of those.
Yeah, right.
It'll still be first and goal for the Vikings.
And you knew coming in it would be a tough game, right? I mean, they're undefeated. We don't have a win. They're ranked in the top five in the state. And so, but the opportunities lost on some of those just sets a tone that I didn't see coming. So
tight formation here for the Vikings. Williams is under center. Handoff. In between the tackles.
And
walking it in is Kane.
Touchdown, Holman.
And now that's
his second touchdown run.
That's how we've usually seen the big plays this year. Unfortunately, the gaping hole
Elijah
that the running
Kane
backs run through, that was an example of it right there.
Run.
So
Elijah Kane with a 6 yard TD run puts Holman up 27-7, awaiting the extra point. And of course, like you mentioned,
Lucas Degner
has been money with the point after touchdowns, and he's been busy. He's had to kick a lot of them.
I wish I was seeing him try field goal attempts rather
than
like an extra
45 yarder or something.
Well, it'd be fun if he tried one tonight because he's got a leg.
This kick is up, and it is good. Our score, Holman 28, Baraboo 7. We'll be back with the kickoff on 99.7 Max FM.
Hi, this is Craig from the Baraboo Fresh Market. We are a proud sponsor of Thunderbird Sports. Stop in before or after the game. We're open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. Baraboo Fresh Market has groceries, a wide variety of frozen items, and freshly prepared deli products such as meals and sandwiches to make your dinners quick and easy. Enjoy curry fusion foods available daily, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m., and the fish fries are on Friday, 11 to 6. Baraboo Fresh Market, 935 8th Street, Baraboo.
And we're back at Flambeau Field. Our score, Holman 28, Baraboo 7. The Thunderbirds off to a rough start here on homecoming night. The Vikings playing big strike offense with their, not only their offense, but their special teams. As you might imagine, with 4 minutes left in the first quarter, we've already seen 5 touchdowns in this game. Here comes Degner with the kickoff. It's a little squibber. It's going to bounce to 40. Bounces off of T-Bird at 30. He's going to wisely just grab that.
Yeah.
That's the way to go. Smart play there by number 30, Brian Paldas.
Degner's kickoff.
First and 10 for the T-Birds at their own 30. They need a nice methodical drive. Their previous possession ended up with a fumble at the 1 yard line. The good news is you really can't do a whole lot worse than that.
Well, I was going to say,
it's all up from here.
It's all up from here.
First and 10.
What has gone wrong, what would go wrong, has gone wrong right now for the Thunderbirds, unfortunately.
Two receivers to the left and one to the right. Peyton Poker is under center. He's got two backs behind him in the formation as well. Drake Niles is in motion. Another inside handoff. Huseman plows forward, picks up a yard or two. And like you mentioned, that's been a rough go between the tackles for Ethan Huseman.
Huseman is extremely talented, but when you are battling a highly rated Viking team, you're not going to beat him with the bread and butter plays because, you know, you're not undefeated at this point in the season by giving up yards on bread and butter plays. You got to get creative. You got to throw the tricks out there. You kind of got to throw the kitchen sink at him.
He picked up above 3, sets up 2nd and 7. Poker with another handoff and met behind the line of scrimmage this time. That's going to be a tackle for loss for the Vikings.
And that was right at the knees, and that's going to hurt. Who is that coming up? Little injured.
I thought that was Huseman on the carry.
Huseman on the carry.
One of the linemen looks like he's a little shaken up.
Yeah, number 51 for the Thunderbirds.
So this is going to be a 3rd and 9 for the Thunderbirds.
3rd and 9.
Under 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. T-Birds have 3rd and 9 from their own 29. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. T-Birds haven't tried much in the air tonight, but here comes Poker looking left. Faking a pass, throwing it deep.
Oh,
he's got a man.
Throw.
Oh, Stelzer had a step, but they couldn't quite connect on that pass down the near sideline.
Stelzer went inside, and the pass went outside. It was a beautiful throw. Poker did rushed it a little.
It was a nice play fake, right, to try to freeze the defender, and he got it up in the air, but they just didn't quite have it measured. That sets up a fourth and long. T-Birds are going to punt it away. This will be Johnny Moon's third punt.
Third punt, yeah, you're right. Fourth offensive series, one resulted in a turnover, third punt.
Twin safeties back deep for the Vikings. They're standing near their 35-yard line. That's a high pop-up punt. This is barely going to get to midfield. T-Birds are going to have to hope for a big bounce. They aren't going to get it.
No.
And Drake Niles is going to down that at the 49. So the Vikings, as if they needed any help, they're going to have golden field position here for their next possession.
About a 23-yard punt. That's not what you're looking for.
We've got 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Vikings are going to take possession at the 49.
Ben, I did not get to the homecoming parade today.
Yeah.
Now, my oldest is an eighth grader, so starting next year I'll be, you know, required to go. And I've gone to a lot in the last few years. Just didn't get down there today. How was it? Were you?
Delightful.
In the shade?
I stayed in the shade, yes, indeed.
Yep. 90-degree day.
I'm not a rookie. I know how to do this thing. No, it was a beautiful day for a parade. And like you mentioned, it's just a slice of Americana in a Rockwellian downtown here in Baraboo. Looking to pass on first down. Williams swings it out to the left. There is a penalty flag down. Evading a tackle at the 45 to the 40, 35-30. Will he go the distance?
This
cutting
is back, come back.
And he's dropped it about the 10.
This is going to come back.
That's a nice looking catch and run by Jack Barth. But
Ethan Husselman had to save
we got an illegal shift. That's why the flag came out so early.
Against the Vikings.
So that'll set the Vikings back 5 yards, and we'll do first down over again. Interesting to see the Vikings coming out throwing, although with a low-risk pass.
Low-risk pass, and again, Baraboo, if it weren't for the penalty, just gave up a 40-yard first down catch.
Yeah.
On just a little dump-off.
First and 15.
You know, it's not like he just threw basically it was a lateral pass.
These Holman playmakers are shifty in open space.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be first and 15 coming up for the Vikings. They lead the Thunderbirds 28-7.
It will be fun to track. I mean, you want to track people in your conference, in your division, in your conference, in the playoffs. It will be fun to track Holman and see. I think, you know, these are the teams that I think you kind of root for.
Well, for sure.
In the playoffs. You just do. You want to see Holman go far and make it to state and give your conference a lot of legitimacy like that.
Vikings have one receiver split wide to the left. Full house backfield. This is going to be a fake inside handoff. Williamson wants to keep it and run. He gets to about the 50.
Got the first down.
He's back.
Oh, no, he's back.
He's near the original.
I'm sorry.
No, yeah, he's near the original line of scrimmage. Yep. That'll set up a second and long.
Himself and rushes for a 6-yard gain.
A little option play. That's not the first option that we've seen tonight. They've done that about four or five times, and he decided to keep it on that one.
And Williams has been known to do a little bit of running on the season here. I'm pulling up the stats. He's kept it 39 times for 285 yards this season.
He does it all.
And, of course, we saw him rip off the 72-yarder earlier. That's going to improve his stats quite a bit.
Yeah, that'll average per rush.
Just second and nine, fake handoff. Looking left, but under pressure. He's going to just throw
this
away. Sweet pressure. Once again, that was Paulus in the backfield.
And
he had a bit of help there as well.
I'll be honest, I wasn't sure. I think he was still in the pocket. I'm surprised. It was very close to grounding. Coach Turkington is looking for a flag. He's imploring the refs.
Hayden Sulik was in the backfield as well.
Very, very close to being still in the pocket.
Sets up third and nine. We've seen the T-Birds have this opportunity to get that three and out. Let's see if the defense can rise up here. Third and nine at midfield for Holman. And the T-Birds jump offside. That's going to make it considerably easier for the Vikings.
Prior to the snap, there's a flag on the play.
They sure don't need any help.
The penalty is encroachment.
And that was multiple T-Birds, so whatever hard count. And we can't hear that, but whatever hard count Williams just did, Drew, I would say there were three T-Birds that came across the line.
That was big trouble. So that moves the ball to the Thunderbirds' 45-yard line. Now it's going to be third and about four.
I'll be honest, if I'm Holman, I'd run twice if they need to. If they have a fourth and one or two situation, I'd just run the ball.
Handoff, faked.
Not
it's a keeper. He could go to the distance.
He's
can Stelzer catch him at the 10, the 5? He cannot. Another long touchdown run. This touchdown, a 45-yarder for Colin Williams. He has really been impressive in the running game. Fake handoff, quarterback keeper, 45-yard touchdown run.
And rushes for a 45-yard touchdown.
There was that big gaping hole we'd been warning about. He was not touched until he hit the goal line.
50 seconds left in the quarter. The Vikings are about to score their 35th point.
I will tell you this. I'm not sure. I've been a part of one of our games where someone scored 35 in the first quarter.
Snap is down. Kick is up. Degnar has been gold. That one is good. The score is Holman 35, Baraboo 7. We'll be back in just a few seconds on 99.7 Max FM.
Hungry for a deal that will make your taste buds dance? Swing by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. This month, grab a large specialty pizza for just $12.99 or two medium pizzas for $22. Got little ranch hands? Kids eat free on Tuesday nights. And don't forget, Thursday is wing night. Saucy, spicy, and oh so delicious. Find Pizza Ranch at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or give them a call at 608-448-2215. That's Pizza Ranch, where every bite is a home run.
And we're nearly ready for the kickoff here. The Holman Vikings have been rude guests here on homecoming night. They've racked up 35 first quarter points to build a 28-point lead. The Thunderbirds are going to get one last crack at the ball here in the first quarter. We've got 50 seconds left. Kickoff is away. This is another bounder, fielded by Huseman, but again dropped at about the 12. He picks it up, and he has dropped at about the 16. The ball is loose. The Vikings look like they've jumped on it inside the 10. Another costly turnover, and the Thunderbirds have just not been able to get a grip on these bouncing kickoffs. This results in a turnover, and guess what? With 42 seconds left, Holman could score another touchdown before this quarter is through.
There's no way around it. This is bad football. And it's really tough to see on homecoming. You know, and again, we talked about this. Did we have expectations that Baraboo would win tonight? No, probably not. But you didn't expect. I mean, Holman literally could have over 40 points before the first quarter's over, and that's about as tough of a start for any game, let alone homecoming, that you can ever imagine.
First and goal from the 7. For the Vikings. Pitch off right tackle. Cutting it inside is Barth. He's got picked up a couple, but it's going to be second and goal.
Jack Barth rushes for a 3-yard gain.
So it's going to be second and goal from the 4.
Second and
goal. Huselman in on the tackle for the Thunderbirds. Another tight formation for Holman. Motion man, that's Barth. He gets the ball, inside handoff, and he walks across the goal line for yet another touchdown with 7 seconds left. It is now 41-7 Holman.
I've never seen a running clock before the end of the first quarter, Ben.
I think it's not. I don't think it kicks in until the second half regardless.
It doesn't?
Yeah, I believe so.
Gotcha. Okay. Just so
and this has been
knows,
one heck of a quarter.
There is a running clock in the WIAA when a football team gets up by 35 or more. However, it sounds like that's not until the second half.
So we've got ourselves what's going to be at least a 45-minute first quarter. And we've got a pre-snap flag on the extra point.
I'd be surprised if that wasn't a false start on Holman. Yep.
Right of the snap, there is a penalty.
Well, another false start. Push the Vikings
false
back
start
5.
Against the Vikings.
Kick it from a little farther. You wanted to see Degner's leg tested a little bit. I suppose 5 yards doesn't do it for you.
You and I are talking 45-yard field goals,
yeah.
Not 25-yard extra points instead of 20-yard extra points.
Snap, hold, and kick.
And we got another penalty, so we and might see another opportunity.
Here we go. Oh, another. Was that another false start? Another procedural penalty?
Some sort of illegal formation or false start, but. I think the Stripes have intervened and said, hey, you know what? Baraboo needs some help.
Let's increase the degree of difficulty.
Correct.
And also, exactly. Let's have the longest quarter in the history of the world.
I think so. I think it followed by a 40-minute halftime with fireworks. I think we're in for quite a night, my friend.
Try to stay awake so we can see the court at halftime. All right. Version 3.0 of this extra point. It's in the air.
And?
It's up. It's good.
He made all three.
Let's look for Laundry.
Come on.
There's none. So with 7 seconds left in the first quarter, your score, Holman 42, Baraboo 7. And that was Barth on that touchdown, correct?
Correct.
That was a 4-yard TD run. He waltzed into the end zone after the Thunderbird fumble. So as we wait for the kickoff, we'll remind you of the sponsors who make our broadcast possible here on Max FM Sports. These include Baraboo State Bank, banking better together, Don Larson Chevrolet Buick and GMC, and Don Larson Ford, your trusted local dealer. Chris Stanton and the State Farm Agency for home, auto, renters, and life insurance. Pizza Ranch of Baraboo. Mike Y of the Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. He'll help you simplify buying or selling your home. And our gold sponsor, Baraboo Fresh Market, creating the kind of shopping experience you deserve. So once again, the Vikings will kick it away to our right. Thunderbirds have twin safeties back deep. And I'm imagining we're going to see another bouncing kickoff, and the T-Birds need to get a grip. There's another end-over-end bouncer. Bounces at the 25. At the 20. Fielded cleanly this time by Houston, and he's headed upfield. He's beyond the 25, pushing the pile near the 30-yard line. And that's how the first quarter will end.
Kickoff returned by Ethan Houston up to just past the 25-yard line. And that is the final play of the first quarter.
That is amazing. 45-minute first quarter. Wow.
Insane. So at the end of one quarter, our score is Holman 42, Baraboo 7. We'll bring you the second quarter after this on 99.7 Max FM.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 60s. Sunny and hot for tomorrow, breezy too, and a high in the upper 80s. Mostly sunny Sunday, staying warm with highs in the mid-80s and breezy. Slight rain chance Sunday night. Much cooler next week. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now it's 76.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
Hi, this is Craig from the Baraboo Fresh Market. We're a proud sponsor of Thunderbird Sports. Stop in before or after the game. We're open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. Baraboo Fresh Market has groceries, a wide variety of frozen items, and freshly prepared deli products such as meals and sandwiches to make your dinners quick and easy. Enjoy curry fusion foods available daily, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m., and the fish fries are on Friday, 11 to 6. Baraboo Fresh Market, 935 8th Street, Baraboo.
We are back to action as we start the second quarter. The Thunderbirds have the ball at their own 30. Looking to get something going offensively. Poker fakes a handoff. Looking to throw left.
Oh,
now he throws right into space and intercepted at about the 40-yard line. That's number 5 for Holman, bringing it back upfield.
He's going,
to Kai
Ayed. He's going.
At the 20. 15. Oh. He is tripped up by the quarterback at the 15-yard line. A touchdown-saving tackle by Peyton Poker.
By the shoelace, Poker prevents another touchdown at
and
the 15-yard line.
Play.
And unfortunately, he threw into double coverage, and it was end-over-end throw. So it never had a prayer. It was intended for number 10, Evan Ramos, but it was short, it was end-over-end, and it was into double coverage. It was a design throw. They were going to throw that no matter what, come out and whip it, but unfortunately, he just didn't get a good grip on it or a good release.
So just like that, Colin Williams and the Vikings have the ball again. This is an inside handoff. Trying to work between the tackles. That's number 22, A.J. Alish. Short yardage.
A.J. Alish. Bush, the ball carrier. No gain on the play.
So second down and 9 coming up for the Vikings.
Sweeney and John Rogers with the tackle.
The big play has been the Thunderbirds' enemy tonight. Turnovers and missed tackles.
Unfortunately, it's exactly what we were fearful of in the pregame. The big play has haunted this team, this defense, all year.
Williams under great center, hands tackle to Kane, and he is dropped at the line of scrimmage.
My goodness, what a great tackle. That's by Parker. Logan Sweeney, I should
Logan
say.
Sweeney Logan makes Sweeney makes a nice tackle. He's a little bit gimpy after the play. He's looking to the sideline. I don't know if he wants to come out or he's just.
He better not.
Nope, he wants the play call.
He better not after that great play. I mean, he just one-on-one took him down right at the line after just another yard pickup. Tell you what, if we had had tackles like that early in this game instead of broken ones, this would be a different story right now, I think. What a morale thing early on when you lose those, break those tackles.
Third and 8 for the Vikings at the Thunderbird 9. Williams is looking to keep this time. Off right tackle, but he is dropped. That's going to be a short game. That's going to get him. Well, let's see. About the 7. Gain of about 1, maybe 2. Looks like they're going to bring on the field goal unit here. 4th and 7 coming up for the Vikings. They lead the Thunderbirds 42-7. Ben Bromley, voice of the Bear with Thunderbirds, alongside forever T-Bird, Brandon Wegner. We're going to get a look at the field goal unit here. Lucas Degner has been perfect on extra points.
This is shorter than his last extra point, Ben, because they had
indeed
a couple of penalties.
What's he got, about a 25-yarder here?
25-yard field goal here.
Snap and the holder clean. The kick is end over end.
Just talented.
And it is good. So Degner continues to have a perfect night. And I stand corrected on the running clock situation. It is running here in the first half.
Oh, good. I mean, oh. Thank you for the information.
Our score is Holman 46, Baraboo 7. So we want to give you one more chance to win the big contest. 99.7 Max FM listeners out there. The big key, final keyword is final. It's our Go for the Green and Gold multi-state text to win contest brought to you by Back Road Baraboo Motors. Your daily chance to win a piece of gold jewelry and $200 cash, plus every entry puts you into the grand prize opening for a pair of indoor club level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game in November. The final keyword, this hour's keyword, is final, F-I-N-A-L. Text in final in the free Civic Media app before 8 p.m. Again, this hour's keyword is final. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Look for the Max the Mouse logo and tap on 99.7 Max FM. Use the text button to send the keyword final for your chance to win this multi-state contest brought to you by State Farm Insurance, not to mention Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coasters. Here comes the kickoff. Another end-over-end bouncer. Houston able to field this one. He's heading upfield, 25, 30.
Oh,
he's got a crazy
goes.
45. 40, 45. He's got the kicker to beat. He cuts back.
Go.
Caught from behind, but not before he advances it all the way to the 30-yard line. The second Ethan stellar Huselman kickoff return of the night for Ethan Huselman.
And that's what Holman's been trying to avoid after he ran that 85 to 90-yard one back. They've been kind of squibbing it. That was not a very good squib. It was a one hopper right into his breadbasket, and he took it all the way to the Holman 30.
First and 10 for the Thunderbirds.
First and 10, T-Birds. They are in Vikings territory at the 30. He gives to Huselman. Working between the tackles once again for a short gain.
Pick up 3. You know, this is now in the point of the night where you are just looking for positive things to compliment the individual players on and talk about later that, hey, here was a really, really positive thing that you did, broke a tackle now or made a great play. Houselman's going to come out. He looks a little banged up. You know, he has had the brunt of some major hits tonight. Kickoff returns. He's hurting. He sits down on the bench and takes a well-deserved break.
Hand off to Drake Niles this time. He's looking to bounce it outside off left tackle, but he is dropped behind the line of scrimmage, back to the original line of scrimmage at the 30-yard line.
Drake Niles, the rusher that time.
That's going to set up a 3rd and 10 for the Thunderbirds.
For a short loss.
The offensive line for the Thunderbirds is totally overwhelmed by the defensive line of the Holman Vikings. Just totally mismatched, outmatched, I should say.
Third and 10.
Getting pushed around, number 71, number 70 for Holman up there. What do we got for statistics on those boys? They're big. Anyway, they're big, and they're pushing us around.
Poker looking to throw right. He's rolling right. He's under pressure. Down the sideline, fires it out of bounds, incomplete. That'll set up a fourth and 10.
You're definitely going for it here. There's no point. You're at the 30-yard line. What are you going to do, punt it and get 10 yards? I mean,
right. No doubt.
You might as well make a nice little throw across the middle or down the sideline towards the first down marker, and that's exactly what they're going to do, the offense. Well, what is he?
I think Johnny Moon's out there, isn't he?
Johnny Moon's out there, but here he comes. Here comes.
And Pike Poker is as well, so he might be out there in a capacity as a receiver now.
Right.
The old decoy, bring out the punter.
Yeah.
Fourth and 10 for the T-Birds at the 30. Their only score of the night came on a Ethan Huselman kickoff return. He set up this possession with a gem of a return. T-Birds offense needs to pay it off. One receiver to the left, one to the right, one back behind Poker. He takes the snap. He's back to pass, immediately under pressure, rolling left. He's got a chance. He could pick this up, evading one tackler and being dropped. This nice sound tackle short of the line to gain.
Boy, that's how you make a tackle. Let's see.
Textbook work by the Holman defense.
Boy, I'd say, and that was a one-on-one. Poker had all the steam and momentum, and number 14 for the Vikings, Mason Fleury, makes a brilliant stick on Poker, and he was a yard or two short. We will turn the ball over at 22.
Score update. Portage 8 and Sauk Prairie 7 at the half. First and 10 coming up here for the Vikings. Their offense has been busy. Of course, they haven't stayed on the field long with their explosive touchdown plays. Williams, pitch just to the left. Looking to work outside.
Look out.
Finding a crease past the 30.
Out.
35, 40. He's got to get around Hodges. Hodges is able to bring him down on the sideline across midfield, but that's a nice-looking gain once again for A.J. Alish.
That's a 35-yard pickup. And a great, I mean, that's a, that is a great touchdown-saving tackle, but when you're making that after 35 yards, almost too late.
First and 10 for Holman.
So that brings it to first and 10 in Thunderbird territory. We're under 3.5 minutes to play here. We had a 45-minute first quarter, but now it's running clock, so that's going to even things up a bit. Vikings looking to punch it in one more time before half. T-Birds looking for a stop they can build on defensively. And meanwhile, let's see, we've got a timeout. Vikings take a timeout.
Holman knows how critical this drive is. Oh, wait. So they call timeout. Yeah,
right. Well, meanwhile, down below us, you can see all of the halftime preparations, festivities that they're getting ready for here. It is homecoming here at Baraboo High School, so the band is getting ready, the cheerleaders, everybody. We're going to see the court and all of that pomp and circumstance here at the half.
The band is on the field. But it'll be for the right reasons this time.
Right.
Ben, I enjoyed, I was a, what they deemed a crossover back in the day. I don't know if they still call it a crossover, but I was doing band and choir until my senior year when I only did choir. But what was unique, sophomore and especially junior year is when I was a starter, was trying to help the band. My coach was good about letting me play at halftime in the band.
In your uniform?
Probably should have been in the locker room figuring out how to better my game, but I was blowing the trombone at halftime. So,
got to make the trombone a priority. You're preaching to the choir there,
yeah,
brother.
I was a firm believer in the band camp.
Collins looking to keep. He breaks a couple tackles. Breaks into the clear, 30, 25. He's going to be brought down from behind inside the 20 by Drake Niles. And I think Stelzer was in on that tackle as well.
Colin Williams,
Isaac Stelzer, but not before. A
couple of missed tackles. I mean, he was a couple of missed tackles after about a 5 or 6 yard gain. Ends up giving him almost 20 on the run.
Wilson and Stelzer.
So we got first and 10 coming up for the Vikings. They are at the Thunderbird 16-yard line. First, they've got 2.5 minutes to score yet another touchdown after putting up 42 points in the first quarter.
Can I still fake out the radio audience and say we're up 35-7 at the half?
Sure. This time, Williams does hand off. Inside handoff for a short pickup. A
couple of T-Birds making the tackle there on that number 70, kind of getting up, was in on that tackle. It's nice to see them tighten up there on that dive right. That play went right behind the guard of the Holman offense.
Pickup of two on the play.
So it'll be second and 8 after that 2-yard pickup. Vikings not exactly in a hurry to get things rolling as the clock ticks under 2 minutes. Of course, they don't have far to go, and we've seen with this offense it doesn't take long.
Does not take long when your offensive line opens up 6-yard holes for your running back to run through.
Another inside handoff up the gut for another short gain.
Yeah, they're just kind of daring the Thunderbirds to stop that little inside dive play. And it is right, basically between the center and the right guard. And with the push that the line gets, it's kind of an automatic 3 yards when they hand off.
Third and 4 coming up for the Vikings.
Mike here to help the day.
One receiver wide to the right.